My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
All right, so we're going to talk about the websites that dominate when it comes to affiliate ranking. So this is an interesting post by ViperChill, who has some good SEO stuff that he shares on his Twitter. So you can follow him at ViperChill. So here's what he said. Those of you that can't see the screen, I'll read it to you. So last week, for the fourth time this year, I analyzed 10,000 search results where product review affiliates dominate rankings. So Neil, do you want to explain what product review affiliates are?
So product review affiliates are like those sites that have articles like the 10 best toaster ovens, and then they end up just breaking down every little thing. They'll end up analyzing it, giving star ratings, reviews, and they go super in-depth to the toaster ovens, and they have affiliate link to each one, and they make some money.
Yeah, so one would be like Wirecutter, for example. They sold to the New York Times. So Wirecutter does like, hey, here's the best blanket you can buy, and then here's the second best blanket, and they'll collect an affiliate commission off of it. And these do pretty well. And so Reddit is actually the most popular product review domain on the English-speaking internet, and it's not even close. So he says they rank in the first 10 results for, let's just call it 6,700 search terms, or 67% of them. To put in that perspective, that's almost double the number of rankings as second place, which is the New York Times, ranking in 3,700 search results and the most dominant we've seen by far. So that's interesting to me because I would have never expected Reddit. You would expect something else like Forbes maybe to do better than that. So that's interesting. This is like after maybe a recent update.
Yep. I didn't know that Reddit was that big when it came to affiliate reviews. I don't need to
check this out. Look, Quora also saw a massive jump and went from 682nd most popular domain in July to 10th most popular in October. But go ahead.
I didn't know that Reddit even has affiliate links.
I didn't know that either. I'm kind of I'm like, do they really have affiliate links? I'm not sure about that. That's worth checking.
Or it could just be that they're ranking and they're not really monetizing.
I don't. So okay, we should read this point over here. So out of the 6,700 search results, they were on the first page of Reddit. Only picked up 17 number one rankings. So they're not ranking number one. For context, New York Times picked up 955, Forbes 355, Good Housekeeping 361. So these sites are more optimized for affiliate.
Yeah. I can see New York Times and Forbes, especially Forbes and Good Housekeeping as well.
Yep. So Forbes appeared in more search results than we've ever recorded and picked up 29% more first place ranking. So Amazon more than doubled, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to read everything here. But one thing that's worth calling out is that Forbes is basically an affiliate site. They drive a good amount of revenue. I think they do a couple $100 million a year, maybe $200 or $300 million a year. And most people don't know this, but a huge chunk of the new content that they produce each month, and they produce, I believe, thousands of pieces a month, maybe a third to 50% are content updates. And what they're focusing on is updating their pages that drive revenue. So it's very affiliate focused. I remember listening to Authority Hacker. They did a good interview with one of the SEOs that worked at Forbes, and he basically unveiled the inner workings and the behind the scenes. Really recommend listening to that if you really want to learn how this affiliate stuff works. And if you're in the affiliate world, that's worth looking at. So,
yeah, no. And if you go pull up Forbes on Ahrefs, it will show you how much content they're producing that's new on a, you know, monthly basis. And you can even see how many updates they're doing. They're spending the majority of their time updating content versus creating new content. That's where the money is. Like, once you have a blog and it's established, you know, whether you're an affiliate or you're just having a blog, so that way you can build up your personal brand or generate more sales for your business, what you'll find is once you have enough pieces of content, there's a higher ROI updating your content versus writing new pieces of content. Eric and I did a podcast about this a little bit ago. I was writing at one point, my team and I, 10 blog posts a day, and now we only write one blog post a week. So to give you an idea, we went from 70 a week to one new blog post a week, but we spend way more time updating our old articles, which helps us generate way more traffic.
So is it now 70 updates a week from your side?
I don't know the exact number of updates that we did in the last month, but I do know that we try to do roughly 90 plus updates a month. Now, sometimes we get to 200 updates or 250 or 300, but I know our minimum number of updates that the team has hit, no matter what, is at least 90 updates a month.
Yeah, so that's a lot. And all of you, if you have Ahrefs, you can just go to Content Explorer and I'll show you the volume each site's producing and also the number of net new versus republished, which is basically an update. So that's that. I do think it's worth looking at Condé Nast as well, which is... they do like travel affiliate. And then again, take a look at Forbes, take a look at what New York Times is doing, take a look at Wirecutter as well, which is now owned by New York Times. And then you can also take a look at Reddit to figure out, okay, why is it that they're ranking so well, but they're not capturing number one and number one positions. And my hypothesis here would be that Reddit is constantly getting updated. Those pages, right? They're, because it's like a forum, people are constantly adding more comments. There's more UGC. So they're getting updated, but they're not exactly formatted the best to capture a top three ranking. And so if I were working in SEO at Reddit, that's something I would think about emulating. I think about monetizing too.
And if they haven't, I would add in affiliate links and make some extra income.
Yep, exactly. So that is it for today. Hope you enjoyed this one. And don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.